You have just heard an extract from The Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd. And I am not frightened of dying, you know. Any time will do, I don't mind. Marcius could have said these words in the extremely tense moments before defying Apollo. These two famous figures of Greek mythology could not be more different, from their skin color to the expressions on their faces to their postures. One has a complexion as white as marble, while the other has bronzed skin. The first looks imperturbable, while the second is contorted in a grimace. The god is stable, but the satyr is off balance. This scene follows a musical contest intended to determine which of the two virtuosos would prevail. Apollo, master of the lyre, visible behind him, or Marcius, the flute player whose instrument lies at his feet. Before us, Apollo, declared the victor by the muses, punishes Marcius for having dared challenge him. The scene is particularly unbearable, for Apollo is using a thin blade to flay Marcius alive. We are immediately struck by the size of the figures and their nudity. Standing upright, they fill the canvas. Their luminous skin stands out sharply against the dark background, a contrast between light and shadow that perfectly illustrates Tenebrism. This painting by the great Italian artist Guido Reni, dating from 1620, shows Apollo on the left, god of the arts, measured and precise in his gesture. On the right is the satyr Marcius, his face contorted in pain, his body stretched apart. Their bodies intertwine with remarkable skill, so much so that they seem to form a single unified figure, harmonized by a broad sweep of yellow fabric. This opposition illustrates two separate worlds. On the one hand, the learned culture embodied by the lyre, on the other, popular music, represented by the flute. The confrontation between the two figures conveys the implacable force of destiny, in which each must remain in their appointed place. Order is immutable, unchanging. Only a god can triumph, for the divine hierarchy cannot be questioned. Greatly admired in France in the 17th and 18th century, Guido Reni remained faithful to the canons of ancient aesthetics, yet his mastery in depicting monumental bodies placed him at the heart of the Mannerist movement.